News Talk 1620, WTAW, visiting with William Bouse, the Bryan Fire Marshal's office. Been a while since we've had a chance to get together, so let's get caught up. What's on your plate today?
Well, I wanted to bring some things to everybody's mind, kind of some of them related to the weather and so on. Wanted to mention that in these really hot days that all of a sudden we're having, we're going to be, I'm going to be talking a little bit about some health concerns, but first I thought I'd talk about a fire risk that we don't often think about, but under this heavy hot weather, our electrical usage is going to be much higher. BTU is always watching that during this kind of time period because they have concerns of the overall usage, but we always see an increase of fires that are related to heavy equipment, especially our air conditioner systems, because of the heavy loads put on them. And if they're not in good order, then certainly we see a lot of blower motor problems and such as that. And the BTU actually puts out several ads to suggest things to people to help lower the load, which saves them money, but it also can help save some of your heavy appliances, such as your HVAC components, by not having to work quite so hard during those peak times.
And not only keeping the thermostat up a little bit, but particularly with central air units outside, make sure your screens are cleared off and have it checked out by your licensed professionals to make sure they're running as efficiently as possible.
Absolutely. These things are built. They need airflow through certain sections of the system. And if the filters are not clean, and if the lawn debris and cut grass hasn't been cleaned off those compressors, it can really put an extra load on that device.
Visiting with William Bouse of the Bryan Fire Marshal's office, what else?
Well, I always like to remind everybody about the health concerns with being out in this kind of heat. Some people are very susceptible to dehydration, and that can actually be a very significant medical issue. Kids won't notice that they're getting dehydrated. They're too busy having fun out here, so parents need to be watching for that, making sure they're drinking plenty of water and not all the other stuff that doesn't really support their systems. And the older folks don't always have enough reserve, and pets are often forgotten as well, and they need fluids just as badly as we do.
And while we're maybe leaning towards talking about outdoor activity, what you just mentioned can also apply to heat-related issues if you're inside and you don't have air conditioning.
That's right. You know, it's basically if you have sweat coming out, you need to be putting fluid in to replace it. By the time you feel thirsty, the doctors say you're already clinically dehydrated before you even know it. So you just need to always be thinking about putting fluid in. The other thing that we often see the tragic reports of now and then is vehicles with people left in them or pets being left in them. And with this kind of heat out here, 15 minutes could be deadly. So definitely something that on our law enforcement side we take very seriously as far as pets and kids in cars that are not running with the air conditioner on.
Any cases so far this summer that you're aware of?
I haven't heard anything since the beginning of the summer when the summer first started, but we've had a kind of a mild summer and all of a sudden it's gotten a lot hotter, and I just want to make sure nobody gets a little taken by surprise here.
I think there's been at least a handful of cases around the state where that's happened, so it's continues to be on my radar, because that would be quite a tragedy.
And totally unnecessary.
Visiting with William Bouse, the Bryan Fire Marshal's office. What else do we...
Well, I thought I'd bring a couple of tidbits up that we've had a few calls on. Now, this first one I'm going to talk about is really not going to apply too much to our citizens here unless they are traveling somewhere else. But we've had a couple of cases recently where somebody thought that a sprinkler head in one of these commercial buildings, as it turned out it was a hotel room, thought it would be a good place to hang a garment. And that caused the sprinkler to go off and caused a bunch of damage to the hotel room. So if you're going to be traveling, please remember that that's a life protection device hanging off the ceiling there and not a place to hang your clothes.
Because if there's something on it, the sensor thinks it's a fire.
No, what it is you'll see that they have little colored glass bulbs in them, and that's balanced in a place to keep to hold the water back. But if you hang something on it and cause it to twist or in any way move a little bit, then that bulb's going to move out of place and that water force is going to come down. It's going to force it out of its place where it's holding back the water. Those bulbs are meant to actually explode under a certain amount of heat. That's how we rate them for a certain temperature at which they activate, because of the pressurizing of that fluid that's inside there. But you can accidentally knock them out of place or break them, and here we go with an open sprinkler head.
What else?
We've had a couple of calls where somebody didn't cool off their coals from their barbecue pits and put them into our city trash cans, and city trash cans burn fairly well. So, we would appreciate it if we didn't burn any more of our city trash cans. But that's me being a little bit light of the situation. But seriously, you do want to cool off your coals and your ashes of any kind of barbecue grill before you dispose of them. And I'd like to say, if you would like to see some PSAs that we've been putting out on fire safety and other safety issues, you can see them on Channel 16, the Bryan Channel, or you can go to bryantx.gov. And we're hoping to film a few more interesting PSAs on fire and other safety issues.
And now that we're a couple of weeks past the big rainfalls, everything is growing up, which means everything's going to dry out. Unless we would be fortunate enough to get some more rain, but all to say that keep the tall grasses down and be careful when you're putting fires on out there.
It's always important to do that. We get lulled into security just because everything is growing and green, but there's always some stuff that's died away, some stuff that is coming up. There's always going to be some stuff that can ignite, and you can never completely let your guard down, no matter how wonderful our rainfall's been. There's going to be stuff that's been cut, that's laid on the ground, dying and dead. So you can never completely let your guard down. We have been blessed with a lot of rain. But yes, if we don't get more soon, we're going to have a much drier situation very quickly. It's going to change for us, and we're going to have to be very careful.
Thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Got a lot done there. William Bowes, Deputy Fire Marshal, City of Bryan, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.